Let's go over how to eat enough protein when you're cutting calories and you're looking to lose some weight. People ask me this question all the time. So in this video, let's first cover what are the benefits of eating a good amount of protein. Then we'll go over what are the essential amino acids, those are the building blocks of protein. Then we'll go over exactly how much protein you should eat. We're also going to cover how much protein you should eat per meal. A new study just came out talking about what the limits are, like how much protein you can eat and benefit from it. Then we'll talk about like all the different high quality, complete sources of protein that you can start incorporating within your diet. And then at the end of the video, I'm gonna give you exact meal examples of different types of protein and different type of meals you should be eating. This is gonna be a great presentation. I got about 6 or 7 slides to go through. What are the benefits of eating protein? First of all, out of all the macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbs, in my opinion, protein is the most important. It's the building blocks of the body. You need to get protein in your diet, especially if you're over 50, especially as you're aging. And number one, protein has the highest thermic effect of all the macros, meaning that when you eat protein, you're gonna burn up 25 to 30% of the calories just digesting and processing the protein. So if you eat 100 calories of protein, the net calories are only gonna be 70, 75%. So just by increasing the amount of protein within your diet, not only is that's gonna help you maintain your muscle mass, like along with resistance training, it can actually put you in a calorie deficit just by eating more protein. So that's number one. Number two, there's something called the protein leverage hypothesis. Researchers have came up with this hypothesis saying that a lot of people who overeat, one of the main reasons why they're overeating is because they're not taking in enough protein. And these researchers feel that you're gonna keep on eating until you hit your protein requirement for the day. So if you're choosing foods that have a low percentage of protein per calorie, you're always gonna be hungry, you're gonna keep on eating. Like for example, a Greek yogurt, like a plain Greek yogurt is only 80 calories, 15 grams of protein. It's almost all protein. That has a very high protein percentage per calorie. That's a great way of looking at eating. Try to pick foods that are high in protein, moderate in calories. Great way to control your weight while maintaining your muscle mass. Number three, protein is incredibly satisfying. You know, you have a steak, you have a piece of salmon, you have 4 or 5 eggs, you're not hungry for hours. So most people who eat a higher protein diet generally eat lower calories. They're incredibly satisfied, they're not hungry. Plus, like I said, when you're losing weight, you wanna maintain your muscle mass. Besides resistance training, eating a high protein diet will do that. And if you can maintain your muscle mass when you're losing weight, it's gonna keep your metabolism up. So there's so many benefits to eating an adequate amount of protein. And there's something you may have heard the term complete protein. Complete proteins are protein sources that have all 9 of the essential amino acids. This is key. You wanna eat complete sources of protein like animal protein, chicken, fish, meat. You wanna eat like Greek yogurt. You want to eat foods that have all these 9 essential aminos. And the most important ones when it comes to protein synthesis and maintaining muscle mass are the branched chain aminos, isoleucine, leucine, and valine. You want to eat foods that are high in those 3 essential, but you want to get all 9 essential amino acids. There's something like this conditional amino acids, which the body can make most of the time, unless you're sick or maybe working out really hard. And then there are non-essential, which the body can make. But you have to get these 9 essential amino acids through your diet for good health. That's why you want to eat complete sources of protein. This will make a little bit more sense later on in the presentation when I reference a study. Okay, and this is what I would consider to be the adequate amount of protein you should be eating. If you know exactly what your percent body fat is, I would like you to use this formula. And I know that's a difficult thing to do. But if you know what your percent body fat is, I would multiply it by 0.9 grams of protein per pound of lean mass. So for example, if you're 150 pounds, 20% body fat, 120 times 0.9 is 108 grams of protein. That's how much protein like you have. But for most people, a quick formula you can use is take your body weight, multiply that by 0.7 grams, eat that many grams of protein per day. Unless you have a lot of weight to lose. Like if you have 50 pounds of weight to lose, I probably wouldn't go with your body weight. Let's say you're 250 pounds, you want to weigh 200. I would probably multiply your goal weight 200 pounds by 0.7. But I think these are all good formulas. Make sure you're getting enough protein within your diet. Okay, let's talk about this study. This is such a cool study. I get asked this question all the time because I recommend high protein meals. If you follow me on YouTube, if you follow me on Instagram, most of my meals, I'm taking in like 60, 65 grams of protein per meal. I don't know, for many, many years, for decades even, people felt like, oh, you really can't utilize more than 25, 30 grams of protein per meal when it comes to protein synthesis. That's been changing over the years, but a new study recently came out talking about you really can take in 100 grams of protein per meal, if not higher, and you will utilize that protein for a protein synthesis. Like these particular, the people in this study were taking like a milk type protein, like 100 grams of the protein. And what they determined is that this was post-workout, that even 12 hours after that meal, you're still like slowly digesting that protein, which is really incredible. Protein synthesis increased 20% 4 hours after the meal. Primarily the amino acids like leucine, those branched chain aminos we were talking about, go to the muscle. So this is 100 grams of protein, and they even referenced that maybe the limits can be higher. So it seems like that whole theory that you can only utilize like 25, 30 grams of protein per meal and you have to eat like 6-7 meals a day to get an adequate amount of protein, it's been blown out of the water. Now you can really eat these high protein meals and really benefit. Incredible study. If you want to put a link below the video of the study, you can check it out for yourself. Okay, the next slide is going to be, what are good complete sources of protein? This is a general rule I like to go by. Every 4 ounces of an animal protein, chicken, fish, meat, is about 25 grams of protein. I know if you look it up, if you're tracking your proteins and fats and carbs, everything might be a little different. Salmon might be a little bit more or less than chicken, fish, and meat, depending upon the cut. But a general rule is every 4 ounces of chicken, fish, and meat is about 25 grams of protein. So if you're having an 8 ounce piece of salmon, you're getting 50 grams of protein. I personally eat 150 grams of protein every single day. I may have 9 ounce animal protein for lunch, 9 ounce animal protein for dinner. I'm already at about 120 grams of protein right there. I have one more small protein meal. I'm easily at 150 grams for the day. Eggs and dairy, another great complete source of protein. You know, animal protein, eggs, dairy are really high in those branched chain aminos like leucine, like I was talking about. It gets a little bit more challenging if you're a vegetarian or vegan because you have to combine protein sources in some cases like rice and beans to get a complete protein. The negative thing about that, it goes back to that protein leverage hypothesis. You have to take in so many calories to get to like 100 grams of protein that it's really hard as a vegetarian or vegan, more as a vegan because you can't eat dairy and you can't eat eggs, to really hit your protein requirements for the day. Not that you can't do it, it's just a little bit more challenging. And I do like supplementation. I think there's nothing wrong with taking a protein powder. I personally take a whey protein isolate. I take egg protein. If you're a vegetarian, you're vegan, hemp seed, pea protein. I do think protein bars are fine too. I like Quest and NoCal, high in protein, high in fiber. I also like essential amino acid supplements. That's kind of like getting all those non-essentials with very, very low calories. So just, it's much easier than you think to hit your protein requirements for the day. Just go with good quality, complete sources of protein. And I like leaner cuts of meat. When it comes to fish protein though, I want the omega-3, so I will eat, you know, like sardines, salmon, mackerel, things like that. And let's go over like portion size. I know a lot of people don't like to track things. I personally do like tracking. I have my own app. Like if you ever wanted to work with me online, I coach people on how to lose weight, how to put on muscle, how to improve the quality of your life. You know, if you're not familiar with me, my name is Mike Cola. I've owned the gym in New York for over 37 years. I'm certified by the American College of Sports Medicine as an exercise physiologist. I've helped thousands of people over the years just get into top shape and to get down to like optimal body fat levels. And I do love people to track calories and protein. You don't have to. So there's a couple of different ways to do it. If you do want to start tracking things in an app, you can weigh your food or you can look at the packages. Like when I go to the fishmonger, I tell him, cut me 9 ounce pieces of salmon so I don't have to measure it or weigh it. But like I said, the general rule, every 4 ounces of chicken, fish, and meat, 25 grams. An egg is 6 or 7 grams of protein. A Greek yogurt, 15 grams of protein. But another hack or trick you can use is just go by like portion size by the palm of your hand. Like the palm of your hand in this diagram is like one nice serving of protein. It's going to be about 20, 25 grams of protein. So if you're a guy like me, maybe you want to do 2 palm servings of protein. That'll be 50 grams of protein. If you're a gal, it's small on the petite side, maybe 1 serving of protein, size palm of your hand gives you 20, 25 grams of protein. So if you don't want to weigh your food, if you don't want to track your calories with an app, just use this simple method. Go with the palm of your hand as 1 serving, 2 palms of your hand as 2 servings. Keep that in mind. So let me give you some examples of what I consider to be like ideal meals, how I like to structure my meals is I like to go with a nice serving of protein and two different colored vegetables for vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and fiber. The three most important things to track when it comes to maintaining and losing weight, or even getting to an optimal weight, is that first, you have to be in a calorie deficit if you want to lose weight. Secondly, is this protein story. You want to eat adequate amount of protein for all the reasons I listed, for the thermic effect, for maintaining muscle mass, for satiety. And third, I like to say it's nice to eat a high fiber diet. Fiber also helps. Good for your digestive tract, keeps you full. There's so many benefits, in my opinion, to eating a high fiber diet. This is a great example. This is like what I had for dinner. This is a piece of Arctic chard, good 9 ounce piece of salmon. I'm probably getting 60, 65 grams of protein there. String beans, cucumber, tomato, onion, salad. Try to go with different colors of vegetables for vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. You want to eat a rainbow color just for good health, to make sure you're getting everything, all your, there's macronutrients and micronutrients. You know, micronutrients, your vitamins and your minerals, things like that. I love sardines. I eat sardines multiple times per week. This is one of my lunches, nice big can of sardines. You can't see it, but I also have a little leftover flounder underneath the arugula salad here. So I have a can of sardines, some flounder. I like color in my food. So I'm having some strawberries, half an orange, an arugula salad, half an avocado loaded in fiber. This is like a perfect meal. Prioritizing protein, keeping calories under control, whole natural food diet, good nutrition. This is how I would want you to structure your meals. Once again, this is a really big portion of salmon for me. This may have been an OMAD day for me where I only ate one meal. I do that from time to time to keep calories under control. I'll fast for 22, 23 hours. This is like a 16 ounce piece of salmon steak, 100 grams of protein. And now I know from that study that I'm utilizing this protein. This is right after like I had like a late afternoon workout. I also had some beets, you know, red, arugula salad with tomatoes again, orange, green. You know, this is how you have to structure your meals. Obviously, if you're a petite gal, don't do 16 ounces of salmon. You're gonna have a nice palm-sized serving of salmon steak. If you're a guy, maybe double. You know, this is the way I think people should eat. Whole natural food diet, prioritizing protein for a healthy life, for an optimal weight. Let me give you some other examples. This is another just simple meal. As you can see, I eat a lot of fish. I lean towards the pescatarian. I think this is, I'm not sure if this is Arctic chard again, some type of that, you know, that orange, red fish, high in omega-3s. I'm a big believer in eating a high omega-3 diet. Omega-3s are those essential fatty acids, similar to essential amino acids. You have to get these fats through your diet. So you need omega-3s in your diet for sure. Two different colored vegetables, once again, mushrooms, string beans. Simple meal, nothing fancy. This is how you have to eat, I think, 90% of the time. When you're home, when you're in your normal life, you eat simple, healthy, whole natural foods. You go out once or twice a week, live it up. But if you do this most of the time, you can't go wrong. Let me give you another example of another great meal. Some hard-boiled eggs, some kale salad, a little guacamole, some seeds sprinkled on top. You know, protein, fiber, good nutrition. This is how you, I think, is the way you have to go. Just think, prioritize protein in your diet. You'll be so happy that you did it. Get started today.